Now on Mitchell's front page, Trent talking tech.
Trent, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mitchell. I'm fine. How about yourself?
Yeah, very good this week. And cool. A couple of weeks ago, I saw this ad on YouTube about virtual reality where they had a diving shop set up in Alice Springs, and there's now been another development with Samsung Virtual Reality.
Yeah, well, that's not the only one that's been floating around online. There's been various videos of people sampling virtual reality and their reactions to it as well. Some of those also in the not-safe-for-work category, but we won't go to that one. Samsung has actually been able to assist a fellow who's been busy working at a remote location when his wife was expecting. He was 4,000 kilometres away from home at the time. His house is in Perth, and he was working in the remote mining town of Chinchilla. And what Samsung did was allowed him to be a part of an experiment where they set up virtual reality cameras in the hospital for the birth, and he was able to connect using a virtual reality headset and a handful of other equipment.
Yeah, the mind boggles. I mean, that just is amazing that that can happen now in this day and age. How widespread is it?
Widespread? Well, it's only sort of a small thing at the moment, but this just really proves that, you know, once they get it into full-scale developments, you know, the possibilities are endless as to what you can do with it and where you can be and use it these days.
So. Yeah, for sure. Well, we'll keep watching that one with interest. And another story is that there are new versions out of Microsoft Office for Mac and Windows.
Yes, in testing at the moment, though. So announced in the last couple of weeks is a preview version of Office for Mac, the 2016 version, which is actually one of the first updates since 2010, and that's quite a long time ago, considering the fact that Apple does updates for the operating system, you know, almost every year these days, and the software is lagged behind for quite some time. Basically, what preview means is it's a test, so you can download it and trial all the new features and give Microsoft feedback in relation to how it's performing on your computer, suggestions for new features and that sort of thing. But the software will essentially, after a period, will expire when they release the new version.
Right, okay.
Which they're rumouring to release in the second quarter of 2015. There's also a rollout going on for Office 2016 Windows as well, which was announced this morning. It's more of a business technical preview. It's got great improvements to the way Outlook operates for your email. They've got a data loss protection feature that they've enhanced for Word, Excel and PowerPoint, so you've got less opportunities of losing your documents should the application crash. And also, in a business environment, easier deployment of new versions of Office to machines across a large network, because, you know, often an administrator of a computer network in a business, you know, has many computers to do updates on, and it's easier to be able to make a setup where it is deployed electronically rather than the person going around and installing it to every individual computer.
Well, the Office platform has developed over so many years now. I mean, it's almost reaching as close to perfection as it could get, I suppose.
Oh, there's never perfection, Mitchell. They usually end up finding, you know, new ideas for new features and you know, things keep evolving and you know, things break over time as well, too, in some occasions with software.
And I think you've got Microsoft Office now for your iOS device. How's that all been going? How have the public taken to that?
Taken very well for the fact that it's been offered completely free this time around. There wasn't really much of a take-up when it was under a paid model, because at one stage you had to end up paying something like $10 to $15 a month to receive it.
Yeah, right. But
it is going along very well now. And you know, they're adding more features as they go. And the fact that they recently released and updated a few times Outlook for your mobile phone as well, it's been a wonderful thing for those of us who work in an environment where we use Outlook on our computers at work and use it on our computers at home, to be able to use it on the go as well on your device. Just adds more function to your day.
Yeah, I might have to install that actually. But I think the main competitors to Office are the sort of Google Docs and all that platform. And you've also got the Apple one. I think it's called Pages.
Yep, Pages. Although I don't think it has the competition that Microsoft Office does, but it still has its fans out there. And of course, the mail application, which is actually on the phones by default too. Mm.
That's right, yes. And, of course, Microsoft Office just has its fans out there. I guess it's so successful just because it's got that brand name behind it.
The brand name and, you know, the fact that when you're in a workplace, you know, that's the default choice usually.
Yeah, exactly. Now, YouTube is rumoured to be implementing a paid video model. Explain that.
Yeah, if this new report is accurate, they're actually looking at doing a video-on-demand subscription model. They've taken the idea from essentially the Google Play Music service, which is a music subscription service that people can pay, you know, up to $10 monthly to be able to access a whole wealth of content. So what they're essentially thinking about doing is being able to fund all the people who get paid videos online, you know, the subscription model by how people get a return from their videos. They're looking to fund them in a way that they can take a small monthly fee from viewers and the viewers can have ad-free content.
Yeah, right. Do the ads really annoy people that much? Because on YouTube you can actually skip most of them.
There are some videos, especially in Australia, I notice, 15-second videos of ads where you can't skip them at all.
Oh, really?
And as a bit of a user who shows a lot of people other videos, to get one of those come up and you can't skip it at all, you just got to sit there and watch it. It gets a little bit frustrating.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm not sure in some cases that those models always work for selling a product.
Yeah, of course. Just annoying people into buying it has never really worked for any business, has it?
No.
Well, Trent, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. And we'll speak to you again next week.
Indeed. We'll talk then.
Trent Geddes there. Thank you very much, Trent, our program technical commentator. Always plenty of juicy news and information from the technical world. His website is trent.net.au. Trent.net.au. Go there. There's plenty of tech stories.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye. Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.